Hello and welcome back to another edition of Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate and I'm joined by Tom Keegan. I don't have a nickname for him to kick this one off just yet, but maybe by the end we'll have one. But Tom, what are we going to talk today?
Let's talk some KU hoops and Elijah Johnson in particular.
All right, sounds good. Everybody else is talking about him. Why not jump on board and put our thoughts out there? You know, Elijah Johnson, the obvious choice to take over this team with Tyshawn Taylor leaving and the obvious guy to fill the void at point guard. I think a lot of people expected it to be a much smoother transition than it's been through eight games.
Yeah, I think so, and I think his knee problems have contributed to it. I just remember in Detroit last year, against Detroit in the NCAA tournament when Tyshawn Taylor went out with leg cramps, he took over the point seamlessly. It was a different type of point, but he kind of relentlessly drove to the hoop, not as quick as Taylor, but he was really under control and he just looked like a point guard. Now, Detroit's not a great opponent, but neither are some of the teams Kansas has played so far this year. So I was expecting better, and I expect to see better out of him as the year goes on.
That's kind of where I'm at. I think that he has it in him. You know, you're never going to see Tyshawn Taylor in Elijah Johnson. I mean, Tyshawn Taylor, especially the senior version of Tyshawn Taylor, was a buildup of 4 years worth of a player becoming a player that you saw. So I don't think that's ever going to be the case. And I think part of the reason he was so good filling in at the point, whether it was in that Detroit game or really that whole tournament run, sometimes he just kind of brought the ball up and ran the show a little bit just to take some of the pressure off. But I think some of that was just adrenaline. I mean, you're just in the game. Coach says, hey, do this, and you just do it. And I think this whole thing, there's been so much more mental involved. I think so much about the pressure of actually this being your team and the expectations both, you know, put on him by others and by himself. You know, all kinds of stuff that's just, I think he's still trying to figure out, how do I run this team? How do I do it my way? And what do I need to do to be successful? And, you know, you look at his stats. He started all eight games. He's averaging 10 points and five assists. I mean, not horrible numbers by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't think they're what people thought we would see. And where do you think he's been, you know, I guess come up short the most in terms of statistics?
Well, I think defensively he's been too easy to get by.
Okay.
I don't know about statistics, right, but you know, and you have Jeff Withey bailing everybody out. And there's no backup point guard either, really, on this team. I mean, Nadir Tharp is a 5'9 shooting guard,
right,
really.
Right.
And Relaford and McLemore, the other wings. The one thing I think that could be interesting is as McLemore develops and realizes every time he tries something, it works, and he's good at everything, yeah, once he realizes that, I think you could see him having the ball in his hands a lot and just getting to the paint, which makes him sort of like the point guard in a way.
Yeah.
Because he can get to the paint. You know, you see him start driving. It's new to him. And it works. He just is that talented, I think.
Well, I mean, he's shooting free throws every game, at a high rate. And that's a sign that he's taking the ball to the rack.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. And I think maybe if he could sort of develop in that way, that would take some of the pressure off of Elijah and make him a little bit more like the player we saw last year. And you know, by the end of that season, I think he was one of your favorite guys on that team. Just the confidence that he played with, the way he just seemed so clutch at the end of that year. Nothing was too big for him. It's got to be weird to see that same guy didn't bring that over to this next season.
Right, and he might just be trying too hard to be like, well, I'm a senior, this is my team.
Yeah,
no, just go out there and play.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I think that's basketball and in college basketball today. You know, you hear all the time about these, you know, even though they're freshmen, they've played all these high-level AAU games. And
right,
it's not like it was as a freshman in 75 or 85. You know, I mean, it's a different time. So if McLemore's to be the leader of this team, that's not that big of a stretch.
Yeah, and why not? Everyone's got to feel good with the ball in his hands, because who's the last guy on this team you'd want to guard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ben McLemore, and that's always a good question to ask.
Absolutely. Withey would be tough, too, since I'm 6 foot, but, you know.
Yeah, but you could just, when the ref's not looking, kidney punch him.
Or hope he takes that jump hook and misses it. I don't know. But, yeah, I think Elijah Johnson will be, I think he'll be fine. Don't you think the same?
I do, yeah, but it's going to be hard for them to get it all figured out. And maybe the answer is just Ben McLemore breaking down the defense.
Is there a timeline or a time frame that you would put on it? I mean, does this have to be something that's settled heading into conference play for this team to be okay?
You always see when Self has them at Christmas break and there are not the time restrictions, that's when you really see his teams take a huge leap forward. So I think coming out of Christmas break, which is basically coincides with the start of conference play.
Right, then yeah.
You'll see that what this team is going to be.
And if that can happen, if Ben can be that guy, and even if it's just part-time, maybe that takes some of the pressure off of this never-ending search to find that backup point
Absolutely.
Guard. And then you improve your team twice by just doing one thing.
Yep, and then the other improvement that you're going to see is obviously Perry Ellis.
Right.
Once he, you know, powers up instead of fading away and that kind of stuff and does the things that it's going to take to play, then he's just going to really improve leaps and bounds. Because I think he's an underrated athlete. Everyone knows he's a good basketball player. I think he's more athletic than most people think. He's really pretty quick, and he's fast running the floor. He's a good ball handler, too. He's got a good, dribbling.
Right,
he's
right.
Really got a good handle, as they say.
Well, we'll see. There's a lot of interesting players to keep an eye on, both development-wise and how they fit into this team. So it'll be interesting to track a lot of them. Obviously, Elijah Johnson seems to be feeling better. The knee's not bothering him as much. So maybe he can start turning the corner and turn into more of that player that everybody, including the two of us, expected to see. So,
you know, I never thought Cedric Benson would be able to turn the corner, and I was right about that.
I just thought
that he was a running back who was not going to be able to turn the corner to get outside, and James Sims can.
There you go. Speaking of Elijah Johnson, that's all the time we have for today, but thanks for joining us on this edition of the Spodcasters, and we'll have more for you not too far from now. Take care.